The 2013 Scouting Combine rolls on from Indianapolis, and it's an endless news cycle. One of the guys who follows that news cycle better than anyone is Greg Rosenthal from NFL.com, and he joins us now, fresh off of the Manti Te'o news conference. How do you think he did?
He did great. I mean, what else can he say? He seemed not too coached. He seemed to take every question. He said he wanted to talk about football, but he understood that that wasn't going to be the questions. He seemed that he was embarrassed at the time, but he's kind of put it behind him. Look, it's a press conference. I don't know that this story even is going to affect him that much, but I think seeing him handle it with grace, I think that'll help him.
For the Vikings, we picked 23rd. Last year at this time, we were picking 3rd, and we ended up trading back to number 4. But, I mean, at this time, it was really 1, 2, 3 players that we would take. This time at 23, there's a whole bunch of guys. Do you think we can still find a good guy there at 23?
Oh, absolutely. This is the draft to be at number 23. I don't know if there's a huge difference between 7 and 8 and 25. This is a deep draft. It's a draft, a lot of linemen on both sides of the ball. Can never have too many linemen. So I think the Vikings should be able to get a good player.
Go through your Rolodex of all the 32 teams that you cover and go get to the Vikings. What one or two areas of our team do you think the team will look to improve through the draft?
Well, the obvious answer is playmakers outside. You don't know what's going to happen with Percy Harvin. Even if he's on the team this year, is he going to be on the team in 2015? You really have no long-term wide receiver plan other than Jairus Wright, and after that you're not really sure. So you've got that. I think you need help at cornerback. Who doesn't need help at cornerback? I think you need more depth and youth on the defensive line. There's a question of, you know, not only Jared Allen but Everson Griffin, all those guys, when their contracts are going to come up, what are you going to do? Jared Allen has a big cap number. He'll be there this year, but I think the Vikings have to start planning on what that defensive line is going to look like in a couple years.
When you look at the Vikings' 2012 season, going 10-6, a 7-win improvement was the biggest in franchise history. What were some, obviously Adrian Peterson is going to be one reason, but what were some things you thought the Vikings did well to get to 10 wins and make the playoffs?
Well, it's not a sexy storyline, but the defense was better, and I think they were better at preventing big plays. They were better at not making big mistakes. It just looked like they kind of knew what was going on. I mean, that wasn't a story that was talked about a lot in terms of the way that the Vikings improved, because obviously the passing game was a big problem overall. It's hard to win in the NFL with that bad of a passing game, and I don't think, you know, you can win a Super Bowl, but they were able to make the playoffs, and I think partly it's because they were disciplined, they were well-coached on defense. You have to give Leslie Frazier credit. They're in the top 10 in terms of yards allowed per play against the run and against the pass, so there wasn't a huge weakness on the defensive side of the ball. They weren't great, but they were very solid, and that was a big improvement from the year before.
And Adrian Peterson, I mean, of all the stories that you chase every year, that one is ranked right up there at the top, right?
Well, he's a joy to watch. He's one of the guys you watch and you cover and you think, I'm going to remember this. I'm going to remember that Packers game for a long time. You know, you're going to be able to tell kids, you know, there was this running back in the day, Adrian Peterson, and you always thought he has that type of ability coming off the injury to put together the season he had. It sort of raises him up another stature, and, you know, I'm excited to see what he does now.
All right, thanks for joining us. Get back to work.
All right, thanks, man.